a lot of people have heard a lie long enough, yeah, and they think the lie is the truth. Hmm. We got to change that.
Yes,
in our society.
Yes, we do.
Welcome to Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Dr. Jones is the head pastor of the Faith Community Church of God in Orange Park, Florida. Relationships, finances, our spiritual life, whatever it is, our problems start within, in our minds. Dr. Jones explores mental wellness through the application of God's word in our lives. It's just what the doctor ordered. Let's join him now and dig into Mind Matters, because your mind matters to God.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Mind Matters, where we're going to explore the depths of the human mind and spirit. Today, we're going to embark on the journey to set our minds on a path of growth, transformation, and fulfillment. I don't know if you ever heard of this statement before. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if you're not paying attention to your thoughts, your life may go to waste. And I'm talking to anybody today. You must pay attention to your thoughts, because your thoughts can take you to a place you really don't want to be. Discouraging thoughts, worrying thoughts, fearful thoughts, anxiety thoughts. All of those thoughts are not healthy. It's all right to think it, but it's not all right to live there. Now, this means your life will grow, and it can grow in a bad way, but God wants your life to grow in a good way. A lot of times people are going up and down, down and up, backward and forward, instead of really moving forward intentionally. Do you know that we think 50 to 70 thoughts a day? Now, it is said that 90% of those thoughts are the same as yesterday. And most of those thoughts are negative instead of positive. And they're the same as the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. That means there is a lot of thinking that may not be a blessing, but a burden to you. That is why you must pay attention to what you give your attention to. I think today for the show on Mind Matters, I have my co-host with me, Cindy Jones.
Wonderful. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Glad you're here. So today's thought is set your mind.
Set your mind.
Say it one more time. Set your mind.
Set your mind.
Now, what does that mean to set our minds? So we're going to try to break down the acronym for the word mind, M-I-N-D. And we want to try to give our audience, Cindy, some actionable steps so they can harness the power of their thoughts.
Yes. As the word tells us, set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you set your mind, you got to intentionally focus.
Yes.
On what are you, on the thing that you're setting your mind to. So
absolutely.
On purpose.
Right.
You do it with, nowadays they use the term mindfulness.
Mindfulness, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To be fully there.
Fully.
To be fully present.
Yes.
In what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. So on purpose, set your mind.
Yes.
And God will establish our thoughts. That's what Proverbs tells us, you know.
Right.
Amen.
Absolutely. You know, one scripture that I love so much in the book of Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah chapter 23, verse 6. It says, if we keep our mind on him, he would keep us in perfect peace because we trust in him.
Yes.
That's so important. So it's done intentionally, like you say. It's not passive.
Yes.
It's not haphazardly. Mm-hmm. It's not in a lethargic way, but we must be intentional, just like we intentionally put on certain type of clothes to go to the workplace, right? If you're security, you're going to put on those type of clothes.
Right.
If you're in the military, you're going to put on those type of attire. If you work for this particular place where they have a uniform, you're going to put on those type of clothes purposefully, intentionally.
Right.
If not, you'll be out of uniform.
Correct.
You'll be out of place.
Yes. Do y'all get penalized for being out of uniform?
Yeah. Well, y'all, who is y'all? Well, so no matter where you
where
go,
you was
when I was in the military, I served 25 years in the United States Army. I am proud to say that. that I was a soldier.
Yes.
In the United States Army. Thank God for that. And I served my country well. Mm-hmm. I'm very patriotic in heart. So I thank God for that time and that experience that really has done a lot for me today.
Yes. So did you ever come out of the barracks with wrinkled up uniform looking sloppy?
Okay.
Did
no.
you?
No. Go ahead. Oh, somebody, okay. I mean, you know, a lot of people have. Believe
okay.
me.
Okay. And what
believe
happened?
Me, a lot of people have. I don't know. Bad things happen. Good things can happen. It just depends. So your point is?
Is when you say you come out of in you're not in uniform.
Right.
You know, you're looking all sloppy.
Right.
You're making a very good representation.
Right.
And so when we set our mind on God, he said he would keep us in perfect peace. So we have to intentionally say, God, I trust you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to have that thought, God, I trust you.
Yes.
When we set our mind to trust the Lord.
Right.
Then what does the scripture say? Because he trusted him, he will keep us in perfect peace.
Right. Right.
Because instead of being rattled by the circumstances or situations, God gives us peace because we're trusting him to mm-hmm. bring us through whatever the situation or mm-hmm. circumstances mm-hmm. that we're facing in life.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Just like you was, you know, alluded to about not ironing your uniform and military or whatever it may be. Yeah, I had a lot of my peers do that. Maybe I may have done it once or twice, but I don't think so. I don't remember it, but I do know that sometimes people don't prepare, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
When you set your mind, you're preparing.
Right.
You're preparing yourself for what is coming your way. If you don't set your mind, you're not being prepared for what's coming your way. And that's why a lot of times people blow up, people shout and yell at people because they didn't prepare properly. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. So as we're talking about set your mind today, it's about understand the acronym for the word M-MIND, which are the letters M-I-N-D. Right. And that's so important because a mind is key, right? A body is the instrument of the mind.
Okay.
Your body
right.
is the instrument of the mind.
Right.
What does that mean to you when I say that?
Well, because the mind, you think of kind of like a computer.
Okay. Okay.
the motherboard.
Okay.
It tells the body what to do.
Okay.
You know, even though the body tries to tell us what to do and how it feels mm-hmm. a certain way,
right.
you know, if it's sluggish, if it's tired, if it's, you know, and then our mind will go towards how we feel versus telling our bodies what to do.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah. I mean, as we think in our heart, so will we be, you know.
Right.
So is he. That's what the scripture actually says.
Right.
Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart. So how our body moves is mm-hmm. based on how we're thinking.
Right.
As we are thinking a certain way, you can have a discouraging posture.
Yeah.
If you're thinking a certain way, that means you're thinking discouraging thoughts. You're thinking worrisome thoughts. You're thinking negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. You will be a negative and a pessimistic person. Mm-hmm. And it would demonstrate, or it will flow through the body, through our eyes,
yes.
the words that we say, how we carry ourselves. And then people don't want to be around us mm-hmm. because we're always negative. You know anybody that's always negative?
Mm-hmm.
They're always pessimistic. They can't find nothing good about nothing because that's how they are thinking.
Right.
And it manifests in their body.
Yes. And, you know, and think about it. You know, when you're thinking stressful thoughts or
mm-hmm.
your body tense up.
Okay. It will tense. Yes.
Yes. And so
it will get tight.
Right.
Your neck will get tight. Your neck muscles.
Especially
and
if you
your
go
shoulders.
To a massages and they try to loosen up those muscles
right.
and get you to relax
right.
and so forth because mm-hmm. you've been moving and based on the thoughts in your mind, going, and you're putting a lot of strain and stress on the body from what's going on in the mind.
Oh, absolutely. So again, we wanted to discuss today. Thank you for tuning in, audience, and those that are here, those that will be listening. You with Mind Matters, myself, my co-host, Cindy Jones, and we're thankful for you tuning in to this radio show today. And our goal is to help you to understand how to set your mind and how the mind really works. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a conscious mind. The conscious mind is the part of our mind that gathers information. Mm-hmm. It's like when we go to school, the educational system, we're gathering information. It is the intellectual part of our mind. Mm-hmm. The other part of our mind is the subconscious. Mm-hmm. Sub mean below. The emotional mind.
Okay.
The mind that is full of habits and patterns and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when people say, I'm going to quit this, they do it for 3 days and they go back to it because they said it consciously, but subconsciously is saying, no, not you, you're not ready yet. So, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the subconscious is like automatic pilot. Huh?
It is on autopilot.
Autopilot, so you got to break that.
Right. So the first thing we want to talk about, thank you. Yeah, you got to break it. You got to change that pattern. You got to eventually you're going to change the habits.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. The first letter of the word mind is M. So I want to talk about meditate on truth.
Okay.
Meditate on truth. My thought is M stands for meditate.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So the first step in setting our minds is to meditate on truth.
Mm-hmm. And so truth is what you know, right?
Okay. Well, yes. It's relative, but it's what you know.
What you know to be true.
You're right.
And
right.
And a lot of times truth is not based on circumstances or feelings.
Correct.
Okay, so we got to meditate on what we know to be truth, even though a different picture is being presented at the moment.
Yes.
You know,
because yes.
we have many distractions, mm-hmm. and our emotions are fickle.
Yes.
And so we got to go by what we know,
right.
especially in the Word of God. We know the Word of God is
yes.
true.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No
yes.
one cometh unto the Father but by me.
Right.
You know, and so we have to stand on that truth.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What would Jesus do? What
yes.
was his life like? What does he represent? Amen?
Right. So I like what you said, truth. Okay. So one principle in John chapter 17, I believe Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth, because thy word is truth. And it's so important for us to meditate on the truth. Now,
yes.
if there's the truth, there must be what? The opposite, which
false.
Is false,
mm-hmm.
right? Because some people wear a jacket, they think it's leather, but it's pleather, right?
Right.
Some people have what we call a diamond, but it's zirconium. It's not really a diamond. It
right.
looks like a diamond. It sparkles right. like a diamond,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a zirconium. It's not really real. But today we want you to understand the power to meditate on truth.
Yes.
And we have to start with truth.
Right. What we know.
Right.
To be true.
Right.
No matter how we feel, no matter what circumstances or situations
so the
look
word
right.
is the truth.
The word is
okay.
the truth.
The word meaning God's word, the Bible.
Yes, and
yes.
he's not going to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he said is going to stand.
Yes.
It's a stable foundation.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the
yes.
first part of verse number 2. So in order to know the truth, you have to not be conformed to the patterns or the ways of this world. But God wants our mind to be transformed by the renewing of
Dr. Jones is the pastor
the
of Faith
of
Community
the
Church
of
God in Orange Park,
reaching
a hurting world with the love of Jesus. We thank you for listening to Mind Matters, and we encourage you to show support for the many community outreach ministries that Dr. Jones and Faith Community Church tend to. You can give at Faith Community's website, faithccop.org. or just text MONEYSIGN and the amount you want to give to 833-435-8022. That's 833-435-8022. We are blessed to be a blessing. Now let's get back to the program.
Because the Bible says, His word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. And that's so important that so many people are lost simply because they don't know how to set their mind. They don't know how to bring stability to their thoughts. Their thoughts are everywhere. Their thoughts are racing. Their thoughts are wayward. So today, as you're tuning in to this Mind Matters radio show, is an important topic. Set your mind. I want everybody to know, no matter who you are, man, woman, young person, a wife, a husband, a mother, a father, a leader, in your own space, you can set your mind. You can learn how to have a stable mind.
Yes. And like you said, the word is a lamp unto our feet. And the word of God helps us because it helps give guidance to our life. It's not just words on a page or in a book.
Right.
They are life.
Yes.
They are alive.
Yes.
And it works.
Yes.
Because God said it, and He said it will not return void, but it will accomplish what He sent it out to do. So many of us are trying to figure things out on our own. When we trust God, when we set our minds to trust Him, He will guide our thoughts. He will establish our thoughts.
Yes.
He will guide the steps of a good man or ordered of the Lord. He will order our steps so we can accomplish what we're trying to accomplish in life, not our way, but He will guide us His way.
Yes. Oh, and absolutely.
And His word is truth.
Yes. Oh, it's definitely truth. It's so important. You know, meditating on truth involves filling our minds with thoughts that align with God's word. And that's so important. We have to do that. One of the powerful principles in the book of Joshua, which I think is key to helping us to understand the truth. It talks about this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate on it day and night, that we may be careful to do everything that is according and with the word and whatever is written in. For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. When we do what is written and observe it, that means watch it and pay attention to it, and apply the word of God. Because meditating on truth is like, you know, upgrading your mental playlist from elevator music to your favorite upbeat tunes. Suddenly, everything feels better and more vibrant and alive, right? Elevator music is one thing, but music on your playlist, I know everybody got a playlist. Come on, somebody. I know as you tune in, that means you have a list of songs that you love to hear over and over and over again, and it puts you in a different vibe.
Yes.
It gives you a different energy.
Yes.
Helps you to feel a different way.
Yes.
And when you meditate on the truth, because Cindy, a lot of people have heard a lie long enough and they think the lie is the truth. We got to change that.
Yes,
in our society.
Yes, we do.
We got to change it. We got to meditate on the truth. I remember working at a bank in Alaska. You remember them days?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It was in a mall. I think it was the Bank of Alaska. I don't know for sure, but I remember working as a teller. And I was the only guy there. And they put a bet out on me. You know, not a hit, but a bet. I didn't know it was a bet out until later that they thought this young man, the only guy there, and full, the rest, even the branch manager was a woman. And I'm not hating women. Not putting no shade on y'all. Come on. But what happened was they had a bet that I would not balance every day. You know, as a teller, you take in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. On sometime on a daily or weekly basis, you cash check, you give the change, you take a check. And all of those things. You're taking in money. You're taking in $300, $500, sometimes $5,000, sometime in change, sometime in this. But guess what? For six straight months, I balance every day.
That is a blessing.
It was an incredible blessing.
And you got the reward of
I got a day off, a half a day off. Then I got another half day off. Because, again, I understood my job and what I needed to do. And I brought that up to say, but back in the 80s when I was working at this particular branch, they taught us how to detect counterfeit.
Right.
We studied the $20 bill, the authentic $20 bill.
So you studied the truth.
I studied the truth. I studied the real bill.
And then you will know when something false comes along when you studied the truth.
Talk to me, somebody. Absolutely. And that's the point.
Right.
That once we understand the truth by meditating on the truth.
Yes.
By being mindful of the truth.
Yes.
By playing it over on the playlist in our head based on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, repetitiously hearing it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
We will know the truth and we will detect a lie right off.
Amen.
Right off. And that's right so off. Important, right? So we spent enough time on M, right? You got anything else on M?
No. Let's move right on along.
You want to move right along? I don't know. I like the M part. Oh,
yeah,
I know. Like
it. It'll probably continue on into the I.
Okay, let's go with the I. The I's habit. Okay, what does I stand for? Intentionally focused.
Yes.
What is it again?
Intentional. Okay. Intentional. Intentional.
God is intentional.
Yes.
What's that song? Okay.
Yeah.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
That means we should be intentional.
Right. Okay. Right. And you know, I think this just hit me. We have to do this on purpose. I should think what I want to think instead of what the world, society, the enemy, which is distrustful, doubtful, negative.
Right.
And guard my mind. The word said, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life.
Yes.
So I can keep my joy.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, love joy, peace. You know. Yes. It's 9 of them.
Yes.
And so in order to keep my joy.
Right.
I got to think intentionally on what is true, things that'll keep me peaceful, peace, and so I can be loving, love.
Right.
You know.
I need you to be loving. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. and long suffering.
I need you to suffer long.
I've been suffering long. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And to continue to suffer long.
Well, that's the Bible says that. So we got to do it. That's no matter what situation, relationship or not, that's part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true.
I'm saying it correctly.
So I can be kind and gentle.
Yes.
And control myself.
Yes. And that's why we should be intentional, right?
Yes.
Intentionally focused.
Yes.
That's what the I means in mind. Intentionally focused.
Yes.
And that's so important because when we are intentionally focused and we focus our mind on what truly matters.
Yes.
Life will matter.
Yeah.
Life will get better because we can go from bad. We can go to better, and we can get to best.
Yes.
Those are my 3 B's. I think that's so important because I've made some bad decisions. And once we understand how to set our mind and we intentionally focus, we can go from less bad decisions, then we can start to make better decisions.
Right.
Because the choice is in our mind.
Right.
Right? And then it manifests in our body with our hands, with our eyes, with our feet, all of those things, you know, like you say, sometimes people are nervous. Sometimes people are discouraged because they're thinking discouraging thoughts on a regular basis. Now it's a pattern. It's a habit in their subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer in their conscious mind. It's what they do on a regular basis. But when somebody is intentionally focused, they are dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
Like one scripture, you mentioned it. Set your mind on things above, not on things beneath.
Mm-hmm. And being intentionally focused is like a football team. You know, you have your defensive players and your offensive players.
Right.
So when you're on the offense, you're being intentional and you're going forward.
Yes.
But then if you're not intentional, you may find yourself being defensive.
Yes.
And fighting against everything that's coming against you instead of and you being pushed back because you're on the defense.
Right.
Versus being on the offense.
Right.
Did I say that right?
You said, I think you're right on point. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you don't like football.
Well,
you don't watch it like I watch it. What?
It ain't that I dislike it.
Okay, what is it then?
I ain't interested.
Okay. Well, I think you explained that very well. I like that analogy. Mm-hmm. I really do. When we intentionally focus, we're moving forward.
Yes.
We're reaching a goal.
Yes, you're pushing forward.
We're pushing forward. We're going in a certain direction.
Yes.
If not, we can become defensive, and that means we're going backwards.
You're constantly fighting,
okay.
And that's what your focus would be is fighting
right
against whatever is coming against you, and instead of on the goal you're trying to reach.
Okay, right. We should have goals. We should have intentions, right? Mm-hmm. We got to have an intention to do certain things and everything, and that's why the scripture says, "For in Him we live
and move, have our being."
And we have our being.
Yes.
And that's in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, I believe.
Yeah, so we don't want to focus on the fight. We want to focus on the goal.
Right. Okay. And that's important mm-hmm. because the fight is going to be there. But if we're going forward and are we intentionally doing what we should be doing every mm-hmm. day, you know, like prayer, be intentional in prayer, mm-hmm. right? Audience, I hope you pray because prayer is not a one-way street. Prayer is a two-way. I mean, it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to God, and then we listen to God, right? We don't just talk all the time. We got to learn how to listen in prayer. We got to learn what it means to be intentionally focused in the Word of God.
Yes.
Basic instructions before leaving earth. That's the Bible, mm-hmm. right? The B-I-B-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
That's the book for me. Amen. That's the best book,
right?
And it is full of wisdom. It's full of truth. It's full of the story of Jesus, how he came and he lived and he died for us. You know, we got to embrace him because he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Yes.
In order to get to the Father, you got to come through me. That's John chapter 14, I believe is verse number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Once we understand intention, being intentionally focused, that we live in him and it's because of him we moving and we exist, you know, mm-hmm. we have a new identity.
Yes.
We have a new identity. And our identity is in our walk in Christ.
Yes.
I love this thought, being intentional. And it's so important because intentionally focused directs our attention toward our goals, just like what you shared, our values, right?
Yes.
And the things that contribute to our personal growth, our spiritual growth,
mm-hmm.
our mental growth, our financial growth, our physical growth,
mm-hmm.
and our well-being.
Yes.
And it's so important as we're talking about our mind. We already addressed meditate on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about intentionally focus,
mm-hmm.
M-I-N. And that is so key as we move forward in this show today and helping us to understand the power to set our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can do it.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes.
I can do it. All God's children can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important, right? Intentionally focusing our mind is like trying to follow a single ant at a picnic amidst the sea of marching bands. It requires discipline, but the rewards are really, really worth it.
Thanks for tuning into another episode of Mind Matters with Dr. J.A. Jones. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9 for more insightful discussion about how God's Word can get our minds right. You can also hear Dr. Jones preach in person Sundays at 11 a.m. at Faith Community Church of God at 1268 Gano Avenue in Orange Park, Florida 32073. Thanks again for listening. Stay mindful and keep striving for improvement because your mind matters to God.